Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Big thanks to John Harris, FootballTakeover.com, Houston Texans sideline reporter. Texans All Access, 6 o'clock every night here on every weeknight here on Sports Radio 610 with Mark Vandermeer. Draft next Thursday. I'll be on Saturday duty. Are you on Friday duty again, Seth, for the draft?
I believe so, yes.
Day two? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on day three. So the real granular crumbs of the draft, rounds four through seven, I'm there for it, yeah.
You'll get there someday, kid.
I'm trying to work my...
Keep working at it. I've
been grinding away for 10 years now on day three.
Down there in single A with Jose Abreu, but
to get that call from the bullpen, like, let's bring in the lefty for day two. Someday.
No, because on the second day too, there's the guys that I know a good chunk about, but then there's also guys where I'm like, oh yeah, I remember he exists.
Yeah.
So it's nice having John Harris.
That's
there.
Why yeah. John Harris is yeah. here. He's watched every single one of these guys.
Yeah.
We had Vanessa Richardson on yesterday to talk about the Rockets. Vanessa Richardson, sideline reporter. It's a big sideline reporter week on the show. Sideline reporter, Space City Home Network, which they're going to be carrying. All the games in the first round against the Warriors, except the ABC games, which I think is game three is an ABC game, if I'm not mistaken, the Saturday game, game three. But at any rate, they get started on Sunday night at Toyota Center against the Golden State Warriors. This is going to be a whole lot of fun. We had her on yesterday, and Seth asked her the elevator pitch for why to root for the Rockets if you're from outside of Houston. What's the pitch? I thought this was excellent. Here's Vanessa.
Old school, tough nose, everything that people say that they hate about the NBA, the Rockets are the opposite. Everybody says the NBA is just about chucking threes and all offense and no defense, and the death of the big man has come and gone, or the importance, rather, on a night-to-night basis. And the Rockets are the opposite of that. The Rockets are not AAU basketball. The Rockets are not one person takes the ball and takes control of the same person every night. It really is tough, hard-nosed basketball, and they're just a bunch of really young dogs that are really exciting and not afraid to have some tussles every now and then. So I think that, look, America, if you're looking for a fun basketball team, if you're looking for the anti-everything that people hate what the NBA has become, watch the Rockets, cheer for the Rockets. And like you said, Seth, I think the lucky thing is that it's not going to be too hard to convince people to get all aboard the Rockets train.
Yeah, not with the Warriors on the other side.
Yeah, versus the Warriors especially. Yeah,
Draymond Green,
if you want defense, look, the Warriors are very good defensively. They're very good at everything since Jimmy Butler was added. Mm-hmm. They've been top five offense, top five defense since Jimmy Butler was added. But the difference with the Rockets is that their defensive stud, Amen Thompson, is somebody that people don't know that much outside of Houston and they can embrace versus Draymond Green, who is pretty much consensus hated. And I'm likely within the Northern California region as well.
How close is Dylan Brooks to Draymond Green, though, on the national hate scale?
That's a good point. Yeah. I think that I think, for one, you know, when he was in Memphis, there was a lot of drama attached to it, and the organization itself would seem to be done with Dillon Brooks. Where it, with the Rockets, he's been embraced, and we've seen the best side of Dillon Brooks. Mm-hmm. So I don't think, if it comes down to Dillon Brooks versus Draymond Green, I think most people are still going to very much go be on Dillon Brooks' side.
Yeah, I think so,
and
too.
And especially as they're watching during the playoffs, and they'll be talking about how, man, they, you know, Dillon Brooks has really brought a lot to this team in terms of helping give that edge and that kind of that aggressiveness and toughness. I think that people very much like Dillon Brooks much more so than they did when he was with Memphis.
I think so too. I agree with you on that. It's interesting as Vanessa was laying out that pitch and talking about the young dogs, but the dog does come to at least an equal, if not a greater extent, from the veterans they've brought in the last couple of years. And we've seen it with, really, Seth, all three teams, the Astros, the Texans, and the Rockets, we've seen them deploy the same strategy. Each of those teams had a point in their arc recently, and I say recently, for the Astros, it's within the last decade or so. For the Texans and the Rockets, it's within the last two or three years. But where they had a core young nucleus, they knew who the five or six young guys were going to be that were going to be the long-term catalyst for the team. You know, for the Astros back then, it was all the guys that they used all the tanking draft capital on. You know, it was Correa and Bregman and Tucker and McCullers and Springer and all those guys. And obviously Altuve part of that, but he predated all those guys. And what did they do when they got to just the right point? They brought in Brian McCann. They brought in Carlos Beltran. They brought in Josh Reddick. Guys who are not great players, but good leaders who have been on good teams, who are productive players. You don't have to apologize for putting in the lineup. And I think we're seeing the same strategy play out to a degree with the Texans, you know, for sure, with bringing in Danielle Hunter and Joe Mixon. Now, Danielle Hunter and Joe Mixon are really good players, too. They're better players in their sport than maybe Reddick and at that point, Beltran and McCann were in theirs. But I think injecting a similar strategy in terms of what you're injecting into the team from a leadership standpoint, the Rockets are probably a closer analogy to those Astros teams, because it's not like Van Vliet and Dillon Brooks and Steven Adams and Jeff Green are perennial all-stars or anything like that. But they played a lot of basketball. They played on championship-level teams. They're guys who are extensions of the coach on the floor, and they're guys who you can point to for different reasons maybe for each of them, but you can point to each of them and say to your young players, do it like that guy does it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, 100%. The other thing, too, is to bounce off of Vanessa and what she said about, hey, the thing that everybody hates about the NBA these days, the Rockets are the opposite in a lot of regards, leaning into the rebounding. I would add to that three-point shooting. So they're in the bottom 10 for a three-point percentage, three-point made, everything. There are a couple playoff teams that are actually lower than them in three-point made. But when it comes to three-point shooting frequency, just how often per possession are they shooting threes?
Yeah.
Only the Nuggets, of the teams in the playoffs, only the Nuggets are shooting threes less regularly than the Rockets. Yeah. So if you hate that the NBA has become just a Hail Mary of threes all over the place, the Rockets are not that team.
They're
old
squad
in that regard.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. And it is they're for being a not so great offensive team, it's an incredibly watchable team. And maybe my bias is seeping in because I'm a Rocket fan. But I think they're fun to watch. I think the way they get after it on defense is fun to watch. They're not afraid to get out and run in transition. They've got young guys. I think the way Jalen Green's come along this year has been really encouraging to see. ESPN had an article, 13 non-stars that could swing the playoffs. And for the Rockets, it was Steven Adams. And that was a really savvy, underrated pickup by Rafael Stone. Remember, Rafael Stone made that trade last year?
Yeah.
And it was when we knew Steven Adams was out for the season, but it was, hey, but he's going to be back next season. And he has been a really, really nice pickup for this team.
It was kind of like an understated, you know, the Nets getting Kevin Durant while he had a torn Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
There's a lesser version of that.
Yes.
Because he's paid off big dividends. And it was,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's really nice having them around.
Pretty inexpensive, yeah. And they've kind of, I don't want to say they stumbled into the, we asked Vanessa yesterday about the Twin Tower, the, you know, the big boy lineup with Steven Adams, Alperen Şengün, and then Jabari Smith is their small forward at a lengthy 6'10 or 6'11. He's their small forward in that lineup. I don't think they stumbled into that. Vanessa had said they toyed with it in the preseason this year. But when they did eventually use it, it was like, wow, this works really well, especially in the offensive glass. There's a 50% chance we're going to get an offensive rebound with these two guys on the floor.
Yeah, it's a crazy, historically strong lineup when they have those guys out there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Steven Adams,
yeah,
in New Zealand, I watched a documentary on Netflix a couple weeks ago. I can't remember the name of it, but it's really good. It's these tourists were out visiting a live volcano in New Zealand, and it went off while they were out there. Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Why would they?
It's one of those things where I'd want to ask Steven Adams questions about it, except it was an awful tragedy. It was an awful tragedy, you know. So it was a good documentary.
Okay, so what? I have two questions about this.
Yeah.
How was the footage? Did they have footage from when the volcano went
off? Yeah, because they had, you know, people with their cell phones and everything, and then the plane circling and trying to recover. The most frustrating thing is that at one point the New Zealand rescue services basically just said, no, we can't go out there right now.
Yeah.
So the guys in private airplanes were going out to try to get intel and everything. Guys in private helicopters went out to rescue people, but it's nuts. I will never visit an active volcano after watching that.
That's my second question. When was the last time the volcano had erupted?
It had been a while, and I guess I can't remember well enough. I think there were reasons to believe that it wouldn't happen, like how they monitor it and the fact that it is in the daytime versus that. Yeah, there are certain reasons to believe that they would have had more of a heads up usually, but the data was all just...
okay, is there a database where a volcano is declared inactive after a certain amount of time?
Now you're getting me out way over my skis.
Yeah, a rhetorical question. That wasn't a question for you.
There are ways that they judge it that I can't speak with any degree of confidence on.
Documentary Amy and I watched, I think it was on Netflix this weekend, was Bad Influencer. The one about the mom who has the daughter that since she was like 9 years old was making videos on YouTube and on Instagram, and she became like this hellacious demon of a mom. She invited like all the neighborhood kids to become part of what they called the squad. And the girl's name, I mean, a lot of you listening to this probably have seen Piper Raquel is the girl's name. She's like 18 now.
Yeah.
But they were making all these videos, and apparently this mom who was organizing the whole thing was just awful. Just awful.
Like, oh, I would imagine. Yeah. It's like the worst version of stage mom these days is influencer mom.
Yeah,
right?
Mom and ordering around the kids and working the kids like 12 hours a day on these videos. These are kids in like elementary and junior high.
There's a few documentaries out there about some of these little, they create this almost, they keep these influencers under lock and key.
Yes.
They turn them into human slaves, basically, and just control them and keep it. They're controlling all the money and everything.
Yes.
A lot of these cool dance videos that you see on TikTok, it'll make you feel a whole lot differently. Like, they've got their nice big stage smiles on, but meanwhile, they've had to detach themselves from all their families and everything.
Well, where it got real creepy, they did a lot of that, but where it got real creepy was the group of kids was like five boys and five girls, and as they started to approach puberty and teenagehood, she wanted to group them into couples that they could follow on there. You know, their ships, they called it there. You know, they're short for relationship there. And so she was like encouraging them, when is their first kiss going to be? And these guys, most of them didn't even like each other, but they were doing it for the videos.
Did she go to jail?
No, I think she's still organizing videos.
There's another one, a person, these influencer ones are awful because there's one, a woman, she was Australian, who convinced all her followers that she was beating cancer, brain cancer, with nothing but natural, healthy eating and everything. And meanwhile, it turns out she never had brain cancer at all. But meanwhile, all these various people have fired their doctors and they're trying to follow her route. It's awful.
Look at the guy on Seinfeld, John Lovitz's character on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He said he had cancer so that Jerry would pay for his wig, his toupee.
The volcano documentary I was talking about is on Netflix, The Volcano Rescue from Wakari.
Okay. That sounds good. Is it multiple episodes or is it an easy sit down and watch?
I think it was just one. Okay. That was a relatively easy one. Yeah.
I like those. Bad Influencers, you know, 3 episodes.
I'll tell you what. I just started watching The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, Amy's watching that right
That's
now.
That's a rough watch, man. It's a rough watch.
I'm watching it through osmosis. It is a rough watch. Yeah. I'm just in the room while she's watching it. But
I'll tell you what. I've never been more upset at the patriarchy. it's tough being a woman in this Gilead place. Yeah.
All right. When the Astros traded Kyle Tucker, they certainly traded away a very good player. Did they trade away something else as well? I will talk about that. We will talk about that coming up next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.